you know, a lot of people think, oh, acquiring the property, give it to a property management company and voila, everything will be done, right? So, so you want to share some of your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, right? And, you know, you and I are on the same page here because, you know, all these, you see all the gurus out there talking about, oh, buy, you know, syndicate a deal and you'll be financially free and you can do whatever you want. Yeah, that's not the case, right? I mean, it is like anything else we do in this world, it takes work. So you're absolutely right, you know, closing a deal and raising the money may seem challenging and it can be.
Welcome to REI Secrets Spilled, Fast Track to Riches, the go-to podcast for anyone looking to master the art of real estate investment and retire confidently. Whether you are a seasoned investor or just starting out, you're in the right place to discover the strategies and insights to help you retire on your terms. We'll break down complex concepts into easy-to-understand insights, ensuring that you'll find valuable takeaways no matter where you are in your investment journey. So, get ready to unlock the secrets of real estate investing and step into a future where you can retire like a boss. It's time to turn those retirement dreams into reality. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the REI Secrets Spilled, Fast Track to Riches. Today, I have with me Jens Nielsen. Now, again, I made the mistake of calling him Jens before, but Jens is from Denmark, and he has a very interesting story to share today. Jens was in 25 years of in IT, transitioned from IT to real estate. And from real estate, he became a real estate coach. So we're going to, talk about his journey into this. So welcome, Jens.
Thanks, Sanjay. I'm excited about being here today. That's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Your entire journey itself, for me, I found it very interesting because I'm from India. So I transitioned over here as well as an immigrant. So as immigrants, we always have interesting stories. So I would love to understand how did an IT guy transition from who moved from Denmark into the United States, decided one day that he wants to get into real estate investment and become a real estate coach?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know the journey, right? Coming from another country, it's always a bit of a culture shock to come over here. I came in 1996, so it's been a few days, right? But came over here, I had a job, but I didn't actually have a degree. So I went through, went to school. I was living in Maryland, then got my undergrad and my graduate degree in computer science. And I thought, hey, this is a great career to be in, good income, interesting work. And I loved it. I mean, I enjoyed the work for so many years. Took me around the country. I've worked from anything from startups to large telecommunication companies to local governments to Indian tribes. So I've tried a little bit of everything. And it took me around the country to very interesting places. And I loved it. But then in my mid-40s, I realized that, hey, I have another 20 years of doing this. And, it changes, technology changes so quickly and it's so hard to stay, as you get older. It's like, oh my God, it's hard to keep up with it. So I had to find something else. And initially, I didn't know what that was, right? Because everything else just looked like a job until I kind of stumbled on real estate. And I bought my first, initially, I didn't know anything about, private equity and syndications and raising money. So I thought, oh, you just do it with your own capital. So back in 2016, I bought my first smaller properties in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was living in Colorado at that time. And, we had some money saved up, bought a few properties. And it was like, oh, this actually makes sense. You put some money in, you fix it up, and it pays you every month, right? So that was kind of the aha moment. And, then over a few years, slowly, went a little bit bigger, did some joint ventures, and then kind of get into the syndications and private equity in 2019. So that's the first part of my journey. And, not to me, go too deep into it. I'm happy to take any questions or dive into any areas that you feel are interesting.
It's very interesting. So I'm pretty sure when you're moving from an IT background, which has got nothing to do with real estate, moving into something like, a new territory for you, I'm pretty sure it all comes back with some of its setbacks and lessons learned, I would always say. So is that something that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the journey from IT to real estate, right? So most, at least I was, you know, I have an analytical mind, right? So running the numbers and analyzing deals and all this stuff came to me pretty easily, right? So that was not too hard. I think what we forget in real estate is that, well, first of all, if you can, you know, if time is your friend, the longer you hold on to something, the better you tend to do. But there's ups and downs along the way, right? I mean, we know what interest rates have been doing the last few years and everything else. But I mean, some of the early challenges we had were just, you know, buying some older properties that, you know, needed more work than we thought, right? You know, they looked okay on the outside, but then we started renovating, you know, bathrooms and kitchens, like, oh my God, there's, you know, all these problems behind the walls and everything else. I mean, we bought this deal in 2018, which was 38 units in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it, I mean, we got it for a steal. It was $1.2 million, you know, so it was a good price, but it needed a lot of work, right? And we suddenly had to jackhammer up the floor because there was leak, you know, pipes were leaking in the floor and everything else. But you know, it is worked out, right? Then, of course, moving forward into the syndication world, then other challenges become present, you know, with interest rates and everything else that we've had to deal with.
Yeah, no, I can completely understand that. But, you know, it is very interesting that you talked about underwriting, and then you talked about, you know, I always look at it, it's like, okay, the first part of it is, you know, acquiring the property. And, you know, that's just like, it's a short-lived thing, right? Like, okay, hey, we raised the capital, we've got all these things done now. But yes, let's do cheers to that. But I think it's always just the tip of the iceberg, right? So I think there are so many things get started after that. You got to put some systems in place. You got to, you know, make sure that the asset management is done right. And that's, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, think about that. You know, a lot of people think, oh, acquiring the property, give it to a property management company, and voila, everything will be done, right? So, yeah. So you want to share some of your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, right. And you know, you and I are on the same page here, because you know, all these, you see all the gurus out there talking about, oh, buy, you know, syndicate a deal and you'll be financially free and you can do whatever you want. Yeah, that's not the case, right? I mean, it is like anything else we do in this world, it takes work. So you're absolutely right. You know, closing a deal and raising the money may seem challenging, and it can be, but oh my God, after you close it, you know, you have to manage that deal, asset manage that deal for years. And it is hard. I mean, oh my God, right? I mean, managing people is never easy. Managing, you know, property and contractors, everything else. So that's something, you know, I spend a lot of time as asset management, especially around, you know, managing to the business plan, trying to make sure that we implement the value add strategy we have, that we manage, you know, the property manager and all that. So that's incredibly complicated. And I think most people don't really think about that up front. And that's something that doesn't easily come easy. I think if you're like a project manager in a business, you'd probably be a decent asset manager as well, right? That's how I would relate or connect the two.
So what kind of systems have you put in place to make it successful?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the key thing is like we have, you know, weekly meetings where we look over the, let's say the renovation plan, right? Look over the renovation plan. Where are we in terms of our expenditures and our budgets and so forth, right? We weekly meetings too with the property management company. Where are we on occupancy, leads, collections, delinquencies, and all these things, right? So we just have meetings and we hold people accountable to it. We tend to follow the entrepreneurial operating system, EOS. We tend to use that to kind of use some of the framework there. And, you know, then we use Slack and Asana and tools like that, right? But I think technology is not going to solve the problem for you. I think it's more like understanding what's into it and try to manage people to certain outcomes, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's where having the right kind of team is so important, whether it is your property management company or it is us as operators ourselves with our partners, that each of us, you know, assign a certain responsibility. And it's at the end of the day, it is so important that we do what we say that we're going to do, right? And, you know, hold ourselves accountable to make sure that it happens. So I completely understand, Jens, on this one. So Jens, you do also, obviously we all as sponsors and GPs have to raise capital as well. So you being from the IT industry, what kind of like CRM or what kind of systems have you created? Have you created something of your own? You know, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the capital. So the way I've gone about raising money was basically, you know, connecting with everybody that I knew, right? So it was very grassroots, organic, you know, just meeting people and getting them to know them. Because the thing is, right, you don't need a million investors. You need a handful of investors that trust you and they're willing to invest with you over and over. So I tend to invest money and time into people like that, because a lot of people come back to me, invest over and over, right? So I think it is a person, it is a people's business, first and foremost. Now, what do? Right. So we obviously, you know, have a newsletter. So I send out monthly newsletters. We tend to run like investor education webinars. We tend to, you know, just stay in touch with people, call them, email them, text them, and to see how they're doing and so forth, right? So I think I'm not out there blasting a bunch of stuff on Facebook and social media and all this. This is not really how I operate. I prefer to connect with people that I know, get referrals, and so forth. That has seemed to work to me. Go to conferences and other places and meet people that way.
Got it. So you moved from obviously you're a real estate investor, but you're also a coach. And I also see that you also have you started off with what is called as a paid forward multifamily mastermind. So would you like to speak a little bit about that? Give our listeners, if you have something coming up that they could attend.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's interesting, right? I've always loved to educate people. Like when I was a manager in my IT job, I love to like train and coach my team, you know, and I think it's a great way to learn a complicated topic. If you can teach it to somebody else, you got to be somewhat good at it yourself. Right. So as I, you know, a few, 3 or 4 years into my real estate career, I was like, wow, I really want to like help the next generation of investors. And I started out by kind of mentoring them. Hey, you want to know how to buy, you know, a fourplex or a 10 unit or 50 unit? I know how to do that, right? So I can help you walk you through the process. So that's the real estate mentoring. But then I also got certified as a high performance coach. So I help coach people. And that's more of the mindset, you know, do you have the right clarity? Do you have the right energy? Do you have the right productivity? Are you able to influence people? What's your purpose in this world, right? And so a lot of my clients, they come to me and they want to learn how to buy real estate. Sure, I'll help them. But then they stay for the mindset coaching, because that helps them create, you know, making sure they're on the right track, creating greater, better relationships with their families, you know, just really achieving a higher level of satisfaction in life. So that's really a big passion of mine, is the coaching and the mentoring. And then, as you said, I was like, how can I scale this? I'm not a guy that's going to go out and create a big coaching program, because that's not me. I like to work with people one-on-one. But I also thought we had a little bit of responsibility paying it forward to the next generation of investors, right? And what we then ended up doing is me and a few partners, we created this conference in Denver, Colorado, that we've been running for 4 years. And it's basically, you know, a group of investors. So we target, you know, the new or the newer investor. Maybe you've been in the business for a few years, you've done a couple of deals, but you still need to surround yourself with some more people. You need to get some mastermind with others to really push yourself forward. So it's been a lot of fun. We try to keep it small, you know, 50, 60 people. That's kind of the goal. So it's coming up in May. And if I can, I don't know, I'll share my screen real quick here. So you know, anybody that's watching the YouTube channel or whatever can kind of see it. Yeah. So it's coming up here in May in Denver. It's you know, we start on Thursday, VIPs go and have fun. We've gone to Top Golf and then other things. And everybody has and $10.99 for a VIP ticket. And I think we're probably about 50% sold out already. So if anybody want to come to Denver, absolutely. I would love to see you guys there. So here's the website, Pay It Forward Mastermind. And here are the current prices until, I think, end of this month. So
Awesome. No, thanks, Jens, for sharing this information with us. So if I understand this correct, this is more for active investors, or you also invite passive investors?
This is more for active investors, somebody who is, you know, they're new in the game. They maybe want to find a new partner. They really are struggling with getting to the next level. They need some people that have been there and help them, right? So it's a lot about that. It's really masterminding, you know. And then we have it's a colleague of mine that does some high performance coaching to make sure you have the right vision. So everybody loves it. And we've gotten a ton of great feedback every time we've done it, you know. But yeah, if you're a limited investor or passive investor who wants to come in and learn, absolutely, we'll welcome you, right? But it is more geared towards the active person.
Awesome. I know, Jens, you have at the top of the hour, you got another call. So I want to be respectful of your time. So if I were to ask you one final question, which would be like, what is the most challenging asset you had, and what was the big, major problem in that, and how did you fix it?
Yeah, so this is a deal in Cleveland, Ohio. It's 187 units that we purchased a few years ago. And the biggest challenge we had there, that it was on floating rate debt and the interest rate went through the roof and we were like bleeding money. We're like, oh my God, you know, what are we going to do here? So we ended up, you know, luckily we were able to refinance it last summer, but we had to do a capital call because we didn't have enough funds to really sustain it. So that was a challenge. We got to refinance. It's still, you know, still in the stabilization phase of that one, but that was probably my biggest, most challenging experience so far.
No capital calls, none of those, all good. Refinancing worked for you?
Oh, we had to do a capital call as part of the refinance. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Yep. So that was, you know, it's never fun to go to investors and say we need more money, but unfortunately, hey, you know, it's part of that world too. At times, you know, more capital is needed to make it a success.
Absolutely. No, I think we all have gone through similar situations, you know, at least once or twice, especially with this kind of environment that we are in. So I feel your pain. I understand where you're coming from on that. So with that, Jens, I appreciate you taking your time, getting on on the podcast and sharing your wisdom, your journey with us. And thank you again for coming.
Thank you, Sanjay, and the best of luck to you as well.
Thank you.
Each week, we dive deep into real estate investing, uncovering the secrets that have helped countless individuals build wealth and enjoy a boss-like retirement. We've got you covered, from property investment basics to advanced strategies for maximizing your retirement income. Join our exclusive investors community to learn about passive real estate investment opportunities. Stay tuned for our next episode, and here's to your continued success in real estate investing.